It's time now for our blogger spotlight. This is a thing we do every show. Well, not every show, but most shows. We highlight some of the amazing personal finance websites out there. Some Canadian, some international. Here we're headed to Lethbridge, Alberta. Our guest is Rob Engen. He is founder of Boomer and Echo. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
You're like a veteran. This goes back, what, 10 or 11 years or so, this blog? What has been your most read post of all time?
Oh, my goodness. I would say my readers tend to skew towards an older demographic, and I've written quite a few series or posts around Canada Pension Plan. And so whether to take it at 60 or 65 or 70. So those posts tend to do extremely well. Even year over year, as people are searching for that type of information.
I love that those posts do well. I got to say, that's one of the most boring sentences I have ever heard uttered on this program, though I'm sure you deliver it with charm and charisma, CPP timing. Woo! And what's the answer?
I wish I had something more exciting to talk about.
You're like,
to say
really
my top
it's about
post
how to discover diamonds in a bagel. That's really what you should. That's clickbait. So What's the answer on CPP? Hold off till 70?
That tends to be the consensus on the research. The most recent research that has come out is at least trying to educate Canadians that you have the option of deferring it past age 65 and up to age 70, you will get an increased or enhanced benefit for doing so. So that's
a pretty significant enhanced benefit, too.
It really is. I think some latest research came out suggesting something like a $100,000 lifetime income if you actually defer it. So it is significant.
So let's go back to the beginning. Where were you at in 2010 that had you say, I'm going to start a blog?
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, like you said, that 10 or 11 years of blogging, that makes me like a grandfather in blogging terms. I had just turned 30. We had our first baby, and I had just changed careers. So I moved from the hospitality industry into the public sector. And so much different. I was traveling less, really kind of a 9-to-5 gig. And then plus we had a newborn who thankfully was sleeping through the night, and just found myself with lots of downtime and just really wrestling with my own financial decisions, starting an RESP. I moved over to now contributing to a defined benefit pension plan. So really just discovering new things on my own. And I started reading blogs. I was reading, Preet Banerjee's Where Does All My Money Go? And Million Dollar Journey. And as I poured through these archives, I started thinking, I could start documenting my own journey. And here we are.
What have been some of the highs and lows of that journey for you? Or said another way, what has been easy? You're like, I don't know, I can do that. And what has been a real slog on the blog?
Well, I love writing. And so that's been the real therapeutic part of it, is kind of I'm learning, I'm wrestling with my own decisions, and I'm talking about them. And so that, I think, would be the initial part of my journey, was me just kind of discovering my own path to financial freedom. But I am not a technical or web savvy person whatsoever. So the behind the scenes thing, I've broke my website before and had to call in favors to rescue it. And so more of the technical aspect of learning kind of behind the scenes, what goes into managing a blog, I would say is more challenging, whereas I prefer to write and promote and respond to my readers.
Mm. Investing is a part of it, obviously. You, I understand, reached $100,000 in assets by the time you turned 35, and then you had an epiphany. What did you discover?
So, when I started investing, I had moved from my hospitality career where I was contributing to a group RSP, and they were in some really high fee mutual funds. And so, I was reading a lot of Money Sense and Norm Rothery's Dividend All-Stars and things like that. And so I decided, when I switched careers, I was going to move that money out and I was going to invest on my own in these dividend paying stocks. And they did really well. This was in 2009, and the markets were on fire, and my stock portfolio was going up and up in value, and I thought I was a genius. But it turns out, the rising tide lifts all boats. And as I started reading more and diving into some of the more academic and empirical research around index investing, I decided that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was. And so I sold my $100,000 roughly portfolio of dividend stocks, and moved into a global equity portfolio using Vanguard ETFs.
Right. Super boring, passive, and low fee.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You're on track for Freedom 45. Is that accurate? Freedom 45, is that a new slogan for London Life or whichever insurance company it was made popular, Freedom 55?
Well, I started talking about that kind of, I would say maybe a little bit before this whole FIRE movement took hold. And so I wasn't really using that kind of language. But what I was really after, and I think what a lot of people who are chasing this FIRE, financial independence, retire early mantra, what I was looking for was some independence from, you know, the 9-to-5 cubicle life. And so I had started this side hustle, which was the blog, and I was doing some freelance writing. I even wrote for the Toronto Star for a number of years, and I was earning a decent amount of money on the side. And so, you know, the dream was always, could I get myself to a point where, you know, I've built up my investments and also built up these multiple income streams, these side hustle income streams, so that I could eventually leave my day job. And that's what I did in the end of 2019.
What has been the best part of that? And what has been the most challenging part of that for you?
Well, I don't recommend anyone quit their job of a decent salary and benefits 3 months before a global pandemic.
Okay, noted. Thank you. Helpful.
But the best part has certainly been the freedom of kind of working from home, setting my own hours, working on the projects that I want to work on rather than being stuck in the Monday weekly meeting. And so just that freedom, even though it's not what I had anticipated in terms of what I was really after, Bruce, was this kind of location independent lifestyle where we could go traveling when the kids are off school and I could, you know, use the laptop to write an article or, you know, interact with my clients. And, you know, that obviously hasn't happened because of the pandemic, but I can see that that could be a big part of this lifestyle down the road.
Yeah, it's interesting because for many people who haven't gone the freelancer side hustle route, they've got more independence in some ways because no one's tethered to the office anymore. Not no one, fewer people are tethered to the office now.
Yes, exactly. So a lot of people are discovering this as they work from home. And, you know, I think a lot of light bulbs are going off.
Yeah, like, they still have to dial in for the Monday meeting, but they could be dialing in from Aruba or wherever else. I want to ask you one last question that I ask a lot on this program, and I think it's clarifying. And it is this: if you could snap your fingers and change one behavior in Canadian society at large when it comes to money, what would it be?
I think what would be topical right now is just this obsession with real estate. And I think that is really highlighted in the Toronto area or Vancouver area. And just understanding that it's okay to rent. Renting gives you options and freedom, especially in your younger years, but even in your retirement years. And so I think we're just really, really obsessed with owning a home. And I wish that people understood that there were other options out there that didn't tether them to being house poor for 25 years.
Yeah. Great stuff. Keep up the great work on your blog, Rob.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I appreciate it.
And thanks for joining us today. Rob Engen is the founder behind the blog Boomer and Echo. He joined us from Lethbridge, Alberta.